Out of the troika, parents, teachers, and students of the education of a child, I have already written on the roles and rights of parents and teachers in the parent-teacher meetings organized regularly by educational institutions, and I am surprised how I could delay writing on the student's perspective on the PTM after writing the first column Teachers and Parental Feedback on May 6, 2024, and the second one PTMs and Parental Involvement on May 13, 2024. My apologies, guys. On a lighter note, students expand the abbreviation of PTM in the vernacular as Putter Terry Moe, dude, your death is coming. The vernacular decoding, however, says it all about the apprehension students have of the PTMs. Generally but counterproductively, a PTM opens up with parents and teachers starting a cacophonous duet of a student's negative traits, academic struggles, and disruptive actions. Finding himself vised between the two powers, the student thinks that the PTM has no solution to his problems. He internalizes his resentment with the people from whom he expects empathy. It eventuates behavioral aberrations. It has been observed that after every PTM, students find their relationship with parents or teachers more strained. That's why students, particularly those who lag behind in studies, dislike the PTMs, the platform where they are humiliated by their care providers. The day PTM is held is often dubbed the Judgment Day or the Day of Retribution. If parents and teachers don't present themselves as the ones who students can confide in, then feeling left in the lurch, what would they do but distrust them? In their heart of hearts, the maroon students must have been thinking that each one of us is greater than the worst thing we have ever done. Parents and teachers must avoid hurling jeremiads at students' study deficits. Hanlon's razor says, "Never attribute to malice that which can be adequately explained by stupidity." And, if students cannot be exonerated for their stupidity, then who must be? Russell Barkley once said, "The children who need love the most will always ask for it in the most unloving ways." Students want to be heard. They want to be known. But they are neither heard nor allowed to have their say. That's why they believe that the PTMs are about them, not for them. They are forced to do what doesn't hold their heart. They do it willy-nilly and fail to excel in that. Deepak Chopra says, "If a child is poor in math but good at tennis, most people would hire a math tutor. I would rather hire a tennis coach." At the Budapest 2022 World Aquatics Championships, U.S. artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez sank to the bottom of the pool, unconscious. Only Anita's coach Andrea Fuentes got apprehensive and shouted at the lifeguards, who couldn't understand the emergency.